KFM.com. Now, one of the five cities that we're servicing is Shreveport. And out of a list of 150 of the best cities to live in the U.S., Shreveport is ranked at 140. Not bad. You go with your bad self. There are several other Louisiana cities that made the top list. New Orleans is at 136, is one of the best places to live. Baton Rouge is at 93. Lafayette is at 116. We congratulate all of our Louisiana cities that made the best cities to live in list. All right. Let's get to Bible Jeopardy right now. Here we go. The category.
Geography and general.
Here's your clue today. Where was Abraham born? Where was Abraham born? Was it in Canaan? Was it in Egypt? Was it in Ur? Or could it be in Haran? Where was Abraham born? Canaan, Egypt, Ur, or Haran? Genesis 11 and 28 has the correct response. When you get it, you know what to do, right?
Call now, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
On today, I was thinking Father's Day was next Sunday. I don't know what I was thinking. I just really crazy. Being sick and trying to get it together. Asking God to work it out for me. I'm hardly ever sick, but it comes. Satan has gotten so busy. Okay. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. We won't read the whole thing. We won't finish it. But we're going to work around a few verses. Hopefully we could be able to operate and navigate and associate this text with our lives. And he said a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said unto his father, look how the text go. I need some real readers in here. Watch closely. Look how father is said first. With the what? Look at father first. Look at the first father. It's what? Lowercase. Then it comes back. Father. And it's a what? I need some readers in here. You're gonna learn in this church. Whether you want to learn or not, you sit in here, you're going to learn. The younger said to his father, lowercase. Then he gets beside himself with a, what kind of case? Then he says, Father, give me the portion of goods that what? And he divided unto them his what? And not many days after the younger son what? Gathered all together. Not many days, so it took him a while. And took his journey into what? And he did what? Don't go fast. Don't go fast. And there, in the far country, and there, watch the English, not at the daddy's house, it says over there. And what did he do over there?
Wasted
his what? Hold on, don't sit down, we're gonna win. Wasted his what? With what? Riotous. And when he arose, he had what? And a mighty fame in the land. And he began to be in. I gotta go to the 15th verse. And he went and joined himself to a what? Lord, have mercy. In other words, his passport. There you go. His passport did what? His passport expired. And he became a citizen of another country.
Yeah.
Are y'all there with me?
Yeah.
And he sent him into the fields. That's good enough. Let's just talk about a praying father that would not quit.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A praying what?
That would not quit.
That would not quit.
Yes, sir.
Today, in our society, fathers are a rarity. Anybody can make a baby.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to you women. Let me unloosen my tie. Anybody? My lady? You know. Well, you in the wrong place.
Well, what's that, men? Don't get quiet on me.
We men know when we're in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it got quiet in the church this morning. You know when you're in the wrong place.
Somewhere you ain't got no opinion.
You know when you're cared for and when you're not. You know, in and out of love, going through changes, walking around wondering what I'm gonna do. Amen, lights. I need some help. Turn the fan on, let it get the squeaking. You know, when you didn't really cross the line of foolishness. But our society, Black America, we have lost our power in the men division. And we no longer stand as men. Can't walk around town without looking at dirty laundry. So disrespectful.
Yeah.
The sad part about it is that we wouldn't want no one like that in the front of our mother. But then we'll walk like that in front of someone else's mother. And just because it's the Fed, it don't mean it's good. If I'm behind time, let me stay behind time. But I ain't got to walk around here with my pants hanging down. Take three steps and I got to pull them back up. Take three more steps, they fall down. Three more steps, I got to pull them. Ladies, if you got to be with a man like that, that says a lot about you. So I wouldn't even want to be with you. Probably say, Rev, I wouldn't want to be with you neither. And that's all right. Because Rev is happy. You ain't even get that mixed up, Cookie. He happy.
Amen.
But in our society, we have more deaths in the streets, more killings. By young men. Our jails and cemeteries are full.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Of young men.
Yes, sir.
If a young man get past 25, brothers, that's a blessing. They're being gunned down in the streets like they're in Ukraine. Let's get to this text. Let me work it out. It's deep in my brain. A righteous man walks in integrity. And his children are blessed after him.
Yeah.
Men who walk in integrity. When you look at their children, they are blessed because they are walking after him.
Amen.
For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That man is a good man and his steps are ordered by the Lord. Then his children are following him as he follow Christ. And as he follow Christ, his children follow him. And now he is leading his household to Christ. What a powerful man.